WHYY 90.9 FM, your NPR member station in Philadelphia. Hello, I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and happy Diwali today, October 24th. Indians around the world are celebrating the Festival of Lights. It's the Hindu New Year. It also celebrates the triumph of good over evil. It's like 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year all rolled into one celebration for Indians. That celebration continues right here in the United States and in our region. The brand new Park Avenue Community Center in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania, as part of their Fall Family First Friday, is celebrating Diwali on November 4th. And to tell us more about this celebration, joining me right now are Allison DeSalvo. She is the host and curator of the Fall Family First Friday at PAC. And also joining me is Reenal Parikh. She moved to Pennsylvania from Gujarat, India in the early 2000s. She's a local artist, and she will be showing people how to make rangolis on November 4th. Ladies, such a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you so much for joining me.
Pleasure to speak with you.
So, Allison, I'm kind of curious, like, how did you even find out about Diwali in the first place?
Well, I had moved from New York City to suburb of Swarthmore. And through my job that I was fortunate to get to become the children's programmer at the Swarthmore Public Library at that time, I was engaging with the community and had the opportunity to talk with people. And there were lots of Indians in town. And there was this one particular gentleman who I struck up a conversation with. And he began to tell me around that time that his family was celebrating Diwali. And I hadn't ever heard of Diwali. So it was a revelation to me to learn about it. It was a priority of mine to build cultural programs into the work that I was doing and to bring people forward to share all the beautiful things that they celebrate. And the New Year celebration is relatable to everyone, mm-hmm. and especially to children. So it was really that conversation, that curiosity that built that bridge of connection and really reaching out, which is something we so very much need to reach out, be interested in each other, mm-hmm. and draw each other forward mm-hmm. to support and illuminate life and the beauty of a life that we're all sharing. That's what this is all about.
That is beautiful, Allison. Thank you so much for sharing that. And what can people expect?
So Reenal will be leading this beautiful demonstration and giving children the opportunity to create the rangoli. We will have classical dance performances with using gestures and leading the kids in the storytelling aspect of what those dances mean and what the stories are telling. We'll have a little live music demonstration as well on tabla. It's about bringing people together and experiencing that sense of inclusion.
Now, Reenal, you would be making, or rather teaching people how to make rangolis. For somebody who doesn't know what mm-hmm. that is, how would you explain what a rangoli is?
So traditionally, it's to create a welcoming design, colorful design in the front of the door to invite Goddess Lakshmi when she comes to bless the house. And to do that, we will be using sand colors and some stencils, and we are going to make a huge community rangoli. South, it's called Kolam. Everywhere else, it's called rangoli, and it's part big part of festivity.
And of course, the goddess Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth.
Yeah.
So come on in, whatever we can do.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So, Reenal, you've been in the United States since, the early 2000s. How did you celebrate, and how has that celebration evolved over the years for you as an Indian living in the U.S. and especially in Pennsylvania?
Well, it's a wonderful question. Like, initially, we used to go to temple. We have some close family around and friends. And later, I started inviting my neighbors as well because they were curious about why are the lamps on, you know, outside my house in the middle of October. So they were asking, and I thought it was a wonderful opportunity to include them in the festivity because Diwali is all about the community. Mm-hmm. So I started inviting them for Indian snacks and sweets and firecrackers. And now all my neighbors are looking forward to this event. Some of them actually now have Indian outfits to wear. To us, it feels like we are part of the community.
Yeah.
And community is a big part of our culture, too. It feels of celebration as we had in India. India was much bigger, but this is, we feel like we are at home here.
Right. Now, if anybody wanted more information about the Diwali festivities taking place at PAC, where can they go?
They should go to the PAC.center, and the events will be listed there.
Alison DeSalvo, she is the curator and host of the Fall Family First Friday celebrating Diwali on November 4th at the Park Avenue Community Center in Swarthmore, PA. And Rinal Parikh, she will be there talking about the traditions and culture of India. Both of you, happy Diwali and thank you.
Happy Diwali.
I'm Priyanka Tiwari and this is W8YY.